370.
All right, Dog and Joe Show, talking about Ticketmaster and the huge corruption going on with it. Now they have a separate ticket sales site now for ticket scalpers. So not only are they selling tickets to us, but they sell tickets to scalpers too. And then the scalpers, they can in turn buy as many tickets as they want and charge whatever they want because Ticketmaster will make more money. Now you're up to speed. Casey, good morning. What's going on?
Morning. You know, that last gal just called, the service fee, it's called a convenience fee. Well, convenient for what? Back in the day, you know, I'm 48 years old, so I used to buy them over the phone before the internet, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was a minimal fee. Well, it's a convenience fee. Convenient for, I'm going online and buying them. I'm cutting out the middleman of someone on the phone, some secretary, you know, getting all my info. So convenience fee for what? You're buying, you know, me and four friends want to go to a show. I'm not scalping any tickets.
Yeah, it's just, you know what they need to call these fees? Because we said so. Want to go to the show? Okay, pay our fees. What fee's this? Our said-so fee. What's a said-so fee?
I'm buying five tickets, and I'm getting charged a fee for each ticket. You're sticking them in one envelope, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. If, in fact, you're getting them mailed out, yes, that's true.
I just bought tickets to a show, and it wasn't sold out. And I'm assuming, okay, well, there's, you know, I guess I need to do my homework now because if it's not sold out, you know, Company A is selling them. Well, I go online and buy the first set I see. I could have bought three for the price of two because they're on sale somewhere else.
Yeah.
Hell, if I'd have known that, I'd have bought the cheaper tickets for crying out loud.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. People wait. And here's the deal. If you're used to going to a show because you want to get a good seat, like if it's a diehard band and you're a diehard fan, you got to get a good seat, you got to see it, you want to make a night of it, a lot of people, they don't want to screw around waiting up until a week or a couple days before the show. They want to make plans. But
exactly, so it doesn't sell out.
In this day and age, your best bet is to not buy the tickets until night of or day before, because that's when the scalpers start sweating. That's when they start figuring out that the show's not moving.
I have seen that. You're right.
And that's when you get the best deals. And if you look on Craigslist, especially, here's the thing, too. If you look at the Bay Area Craigslist for, say, a show that's going to happen in Shoreline, you'll see two for one. Can't make it to the show. Last minute plans. I'm going to sell you two for one, half off, whatever. You'll see all that stuff for decent seats if you're willing to gamble. And that's what Ticketmaster has created, is just this wishy-washy market of you don't know what the hell's going to happen and who's going to make the money. And it's stupid.
It's corrupt as all hell. I mean, back in the old, like, I got tickets for, speaking of Bear, Nine Inch Nails was playing in December. And you had to go to the venue and physically stand in line and buy them. Which is, you know, that was great because it was almost like a show.
You're going to see bands and promoters and you're going to see management and all that try to clean this up a little bit. But if they were smart, you know, just like on Facebook, you have a check-in. Like if you're going to send out a wedding invitation or if you're going to send something out, you can RSVP. Bands that care about their fans, that hate Ticketmaster and the corruption, what they're going to do is they're going to find a way to sell directly to the customer. And they'll find a way to put the promoter into it. They're going to have to change this system if in fact it is this flawed and this report has any legitimacy or accuracy to it. It has to be fixed. And the fact that the Federal Trade Commission isn't all over their asses, I mean with microscopes, figuring this out is beyond me.
It's a bunch of freaks with you know holes in their head and blue hair. They don't care. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It blows
my mind, dude. It blows my mind how that could be legal.
Well, it's not legal. It's not legal, but no one's policing it because no one's really getting hurt, and the customers aren't complaining at such a level that it's a problem. Like I say, they just pass it off as inflation, convenience fee, because we said, Sophie, stuff's just expensive nowadays. If you want to go see the band, you got to pay. And then you get there, and you got to put the parking on top of it. You got to pay for a $10 beer, a $30 hot dog. Going to a concert within the next 10 years, if in fact this model can stay intact for 10 years, it's going to be a $1,000 night for two.
Yeah.
And that's when it'll break, because people aren't going to do that. And that's the thing. I've never understood why hasn't pay-per-view concerting taken off? It comes and it goes, and there's always some sort of stream site that comes out or online site that wants to get a band and follow a tour and sell pay-per-view. And I was thinking about this as I drove in because I knew we'd talk about it. The reason that no one pay-per-views, like back in the day, if I could have sat home and watched a Van Halen show and it cost me like $30 when the ticket at the door would have been $50 and you had a couple buddies come over and they all pitch in, you all bring beer, you get to watch it on your TV. Okay, that's good, but you're missing the whole at the venue, go to the show, chicks are in the tight ripped up spandex and high heels, you know, and the fishnet and the ass is hanging out and you smell a little bit of the dubage going through the air and all the lights and all the screaming and all, that's all gone. That's why people still pay to get out of the house and go. They can stream anything, they can pay-per-view anything, but they still need that buzz.
It'll never change.
It won't.
Yep.
So what needs to change is the companies that give us the tickets. You know, there's too many freaking middlemen. Nobody, like a scalper or a broker, should be making a dollar off a dollar. There's no reason for them to exist. They're barnacles sucking off of Ticketmaster, and Ticketmaster allows it because they make more money. The band's not seeing it. We have to pay more. They're just getting richer. Welcome to America.
No, it's ridiculous.
It is. It's crazy. So, you know what? Maybe we'll post it so you can read the story in its entirety. A lot of people, you know, that go to the shows, they listen to the river, so it's pretty damn fascinating. And if a Canadian broadcast team can figure this out, I guarantee it's going on all over.
Oh, it has to be.
So
it would have to be.
8 o'clock, 30 minutes away. We'll give you 4 tickets, 2 days, down to Disney. Here comes Phil Collins.
Hey, this